Next item is East Beach LLC, number 082261. Good morning.
Morning. East Beach LLC is requesting authorization to dredge 20 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material to create depths of minus 3 feet at mean low water to accommodate the replacement of use of an existing deteriorated boat ramp adjacent to the applicant's property located on Little Creek at the intersection of 24th Bay Street and Pretty Lake Avenue in the city of Norfolk. The project is protested by both adjacent property owners. The project location is in the city of Norfolk. Just to orient you a little bit, this is the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, and the project's just to the west of that. Zooming in a little bit with these plan drawings, the site location outlined in red is just west of Shore Drive Bridge along Little Creek. And the area you see highlighted in green is actually going to be off-site trailer parking for people utilizing the boat ramp. Another plan drawing showing the adjacent property owners. This is Ms. Edwards' property here, Anchor Properties LLC, I believe, and Mr. Braun's property located right here, too, which is downstream of the project site. Mean low water is running just through here, which is below which is your jurisdiction. They're proposing to remove 20 cubic yards of material from the area outlined in red. Above mean low water, the local wetlands board for Norfolk has already approved the installation of the concrete boat ramp and the tending pier as well. The dredging will extend approximately 17 feet from mean low water. Another thing I meant to show on this one slide, the property lines extending from down either side here are fairly close to the marinas of the two property owners, which is one of the protests that they'll be talking about later. This is a cross-sectional drawing showing the proposed dredging installation of the concrete ramp. The hatched line you see right here is denoting the existing grade. Down to mean low water, which is right here. So the area that we'll be considering today for dredging is the area outlined in red. Again, approximately 20 cubic yards of material. This is simply another cross section showing the dock, the slopes of the dredge cut on a 2-to-1 basis for the sides. This is an aerial drawing, aerial shot of the area of the proposed ramp. The proposed ramp would be going in right here. Again, this is one of the adjacent property owners, and their marina, abutting right up to the extended property lines. And the other adjacent property owner, again, coming very close to the extended property lines again. This is a ground shot for Ms. Edwards' property, looking down towards the boat ramp going down, extending out this way. This is Mr. Edwards' marina over here. Oh, yeah, Mr. Braun's marina over here. And this is another ground shot looking from Mr. Braun's property towards the boat ramp. And this is Edwards' property on the far side. Another aerial shot looking basically straight out from the boat ramp to the channel. A public interest review was conducted by staff, and both adjacent property owners have objected. Some of the common concerns they had were a question of ownership of the property. The applicant has since supplied a copy of the deed and is included in your packets. They also cited concerns of congestion in the area between the two marinas for people utilizing the ramp. They felt like people launching their boats might create unsafe conditions. After speaking to the agent for the they indicated that this ramp would be for East Beach residents only, approximately 300 domiciles at this point within East Beach. The use of this ramp would mainly for small vessels like kayaks, jet skis, no vessels larger than 18 feet, according to the use of rules that they've given me, and that's included in your packets as well. They also indicated that upland parking is a concern for them. They were worried that people might be parking along streets, preventing people from accessing their businesses. The applicant said that, or the agent indicated that off-site parking is being provided at that area I showed you earlier to the north of the site. That facility will hold about 2 vehicles with trailers, but it's also expected that people living so close to the area would just launch their kayaks or jet skis and then just simply return back to their residences instead of parking along the streets or anything like that.
Well, where's the nearest access other than?
Boat ramp, about 1 mile away.
Thank you.
The applicant has received local wetland board permits for the concrete ramp and the proposed tending dock, and they've also received their permits from the Army Corps of Engineers to do the work to install the boat ramp. While staff is sensitive to concerns raised by the adjoining property owners, it appears that any congestion associated with the installation use of the boat ramp are also related to the encroachment of the two adjoining marinas' piers and slips on the applicant's riparian area. Furthermore, since this is a private community ramp intended for small watercraft, the ramp's use should be somewhat limited, therefore minimizing any congestion while providing water access for community residents. As to the question of property ownership raised by both of the protestants, the applicant has provided a deed showing ownership of the property in question, and any permit issued by the commission would not grant the applicant any property rights he does not already possess. Therefore, considering all factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $9 for the dredging of 20 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. I'll be glad to take any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Johnson by members of the commission? Mr. Sessoms.
Yeah, quick question. You were talking about congestion. Is that congestion in the fairway, the boat congestion, or car and trailer congestion?
The applicants indicated that people trying to access in and out of their slips from the two marinas, with people also utilizing the ramp, they're concerned that there might be some issues in navigation between that.
Mr. Shaker.
It appears that there's already an encroachment situation on the applicant's access to the ramp as it is. From the marinas, is that? I mean, I'm the lines of the lot aren't on that particular overhead, but you can see one boat there in particular sticking out.
That could be. We haven't had an apportionment to determine riparian area yet.
That's part of the whole issue.
But that could be part. Yeah, that could be part of the issue. Just extending the property lines. That it does look like they're coming very close. But again, without a legal.
Now, was this a ramp before? It looks like
it was. It was a ramp at one point.
I noticed that there are concrete walls stopping people from accessing.
Yes, they've installed these walls here to prevent people from accessing the ramp.
And was that the present owner that installed them? Or
I do not know.
Further questions? Mr. Plumlee.
Do the marinas have rights to access the ramp?
I have not been giving any proof that they had access to use that ramp.
Okay.
Further questions? Okay, thank you, Mike. Is the applicant present, East West? Mr. Langley. Good morning, sir. Would you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name for the record, please.
Langley McDonald Engineers in Virginia Beach.
Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Bowman, members of the commission. I'll be brief. Representing East Beach here, we first came in 2008 with this permit application. And at that time, the adjoining property owners did raise a question about property ownership, and therefore the two-year delay to where we are now to clarify that property ownership and get clear title and title insurance to the property. So we do have clear title, and they decided to move ahead with the permit application at this time. Earlier discussions with the adjoining property owners to address one of the questions was whether or not they were going to be allowed to use the ramp. Those were part of the discussions early on. We re-entered those discussions when we got the property cleared. And I'll boil it down to this. Mr. Braun said that he would not object to it as long as we were willing to dredge the area between the boat ramp and his slips at our expense. And when East Beach Marina decided not to do that and just go with the bare minimum necessary for this boat ramp, that's when he decided to protest. So that's where we are today. We think the project has merit. It is only for the residents of East Beach. It will be minimally used. It is only for small boats. Testament, the minus three mean low water tow of the boat ramp is not going to handle bigger boats. So, we think we've done just as best we can for a very small, minimal improvement. Do you have to answer any questions?
Any questions of Mr. Langley? Mr. Palmer.
What percentage of residents have boats?
I do not know that. I'm sorry.
Further questions? Mr. Plumley?
On the issue of ownership, was there a survey performed, or how did you determine boundaries and all of that?
There is a survey. Yes, sir.
Mr. Schick? Ms. Plumley, you finished?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mr. Schick?
As far as the barrier to the ramp, was that put there by the present owner, or has that just been there for
years? I believe it was placed by the present owner. The present owner is not here, unfortunately. Right. But my understanding is it's their barrier.
Okay.
Further questions? Mr. Sessoms.
You know how many residence lots there are on each East Beach?
About 300.
300.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Do you have anyone else here present from the applicant?
No, sir.
Is anyone here in support of this project? Is anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
My name is William Braun, adjacent property owner, Pelican's Nest Marina. We've been dealing with this project for a long time with Mr. Langley and East Beach. I think some of the questions you guys had was, and questions that both myself and the other adjacent property owner had was ownership of this property. They have produced a title insurance, but title insurance doesn't actually mean that you own the property. It just means that if somebody comes along and actually states that they own it, that you're entitled to your money back.
Well, for the record, just so we don't go down that path, this is not this agency's responsibility under decisions made by the Supreme Court, if I'm not mistaken, to apportion riparian areas and property rights. So that issue is not, this is not the appropriate form for that decision to be made. That decision is to be made in the circuit court of the appropriate jurisdiction.
Okay.
So that we don't.
Right. I mean, I understand that.
Okay. I just want to let you know.
My concerns was, I think somebody asked about the survey in question, and obviously them being able to have riparian rights means they have to have ownership down to mean low water. From the surveys that I have, even on the title insurance they have, they do not have ownership down to mean low water at this current time. And you're welcome to pass this.
I think that's opening up the box. We don't need to do it at the present time.
Myself and the other adjacent property owner are concerned with the project. They have obviously made way for trailer parking and adjacent parking. The question is how long is that there for until they develop the rest of each beach? Where are those people going to park at that point in time? The congestion between, obviously, our two marinas, it's very tight. You know, we're concerned about the congestion of boats coming in and that fairway there. There's obviously some issues there. Their permit calls for dredging just in front of the boat ramp, and eventually each side is going to slough off into that area where they're dredging. That's another big concern we have, is that dredging should be performed on both sides to make it a more navigable area for everybody, for the people that are going to use this boat ramp, for just to make it easier to navigate around in those waters. It's already tight as it is, and it's a minimal expense to be able to dredge those areas. And we're just concerned about the project itself. You know, Mr. Langley's done a good job of showing you guys that it's a minimal cost for a great expense or great benefit, but at the end of the day, it affects my business, it affects the other adjacent properties owner's business, and I just think there's a way that the project could be performed. It obviously needs to be improved, but it should be a greater benefit to everybody, not just the property owner in question, but to the adjacent property owners as well.
Questions of the gentleman? I guess I have one.
Yes, sir.
Your property is, as I look at this picture,
to the left.
To the left.
Yes, sir.
Which piers and appurtenances were put in there first, yours or the ones across the fairway?
The ones to the right were put in first. Mine were put in second to the left.
When you went to install those finger piers in the slips, did you have any concern about the congestion in that fairway?
We worked with the other adjacent property owner at the time to make sure that everybody would be able to navigate in and out. Obviously, at that point in time, that boat ramp was blocked off. There was no ownership at that point in time. And there was actually, at that point in time, it was supposed to be a paper street that was there. And right. The other adjacent property owner has the underlying rights to the paper street.
What is the from nose to nose boat bow to bow the distance across that fairway?
Approximately 50 feet.
50 feet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else here in opposition to the project? If not, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Plumley.
Based on what we've heard, the commissioner's correct. We don't decide issues of ownership, so any decision by the board would not impact any dispute over ownership. And looking at the use and the location, there may be some congestion, but I think that's the product of other, water-dependent activities, and this is another water-dependent activity. And I'd move to approve the project as submitted.
Is there a second to the motion?
Yes. Second.
Second by Mr. Sessoms. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
I'm
abstention by Mr. Fox, who came in late. Thank you very much.